Aha, welcome to your 5 minutes of self-care. Today, I'd like to speak to you about transitions. So, last week we spoke about going off the beaten track and that you find your own path, you honor your own journey, your process, and also honor the journey of others and respect it. While you are finding your own way, or let's say, you will always return back to your way and your journey, no matter what. Sometimes there will be some obstacles. Sometimes there will be some detours, but that's perfectly fine. What is important is to understand how you move from A to B, and we call them the transitions. So what we, for instance, practice on the mat, on a yoga mat, moving with your breath from one posture A to next posture B. And how you get there, that is the most interesting part of this entire process. You have heard most likely many times, your journey counts and not the destination. What is really meant by that is, if you are embracing change and you are just in the process of going through a transformation process and you are just undergoing discomfort, uncertainty, and you feel like you're wobbling around, that's what I always call it. The transition is really important. If you're on a yoga mat, you go from one posture to the next. When you are in the Kung Fu practice, you go from one position to the next. But the transition is the key, that you, by step and taking yourself time, be conscious and aware how you move from A to B. Being focused and conscious and aware. I emphasize this because many times we just want to rush from A to B. And if we do not know where we are going necessarily, we have an idea. And sometimes the path is unfolding in front of us. We need to pay attention. And we need to be conscious and very mindful to be able to see the signs. That's why listening within is so important. And that's why the self-care routine is very important. And meditation. Creating this consciousness level and awareness level to see the signs on your path going from A to B within these transitions. It is important that we become so aware and focused and conscious to avoid missteps, but also move gracefully with grace, with the divine. Universe, God, whatever you want to call it, and trust and have faith. Discomfort is something very normal, as we have already established that if you get out of your comfort zone and you travel a lot and you walk off the beaten track. But you will remember very soon who you truly are and what you're made of. And this is the whole key of this whole journey, life. You come into this world with a specific contract, with lessons that you need to go through and understand where you learn out of these lessons, that they become blessings, that we learn out of our mistakes, that we learn of, you know, how we maneuver around, that we understand our repeating cycles. If this is repeating cycles of attracting the same kind of people, jobs, circumstances, and knowing how we can consciously work with it rather than against it, and how we can set our boundaries in a kind, compassionate way towards the other, but also very importantly, towards oneself. So transitions. In the yoga practice, especially in vinyasa, we move with the breath from A to B. And where we can get injured is in the transition. And that is key to understand. And this is the same with life. Walking from A to B. And in that transition, if we go with fear, we will get injured. If you will go with hesitation, we will get injured. It's all about courage and the leap of faith.